So we need to know who Aryatara is. And we pray, may everybody, everywhere, come directly onto the loving care of this Supreme Holy Mother. We pray, please bless everyone in this entire world. May they come to know you. So we need to answer the question, who is Aryatara? So she is a female enlightened deity, or Buddha, female enlightened Buddha. Who is a manifestation of the wind element of all Buddhas. So she's a female enlightened Buddha who is a manifestation of the wind element of all Buddhas. So we're going to come to understand this through this introduction, what this means, and how we praise her as the manifestation of the wind element of all Buddhas. So we should know that the function of wind is to move objects. Trees and flags, for example, on a day like this, trees and flags move because of external winds. So we know this very well. But what we don't know so well, Buddha's going to teach us, that our body and minds move because of internal winds. So if we ask, how does the mind move? It moves because of internal winds, which we're going to learn. This is such an important topic. We all need to understand this. Everybody everywhere needs to understand what we're learning. So at this point and in the empowerment, there's a brief introduction to inner winds, because we already know about external winds. We need to learn about inner winds. So inner winds are those winds that flow through the channels of our body. And they function to move our minds to objects. So inner winds are those that flow through the channels of our body, and whose function is to move our minds to objects. So inner winds have a special relationship with minds. Inner winds have a special relationship with minds. In fact, our minds, we're saying minds, as you'll understand in a moment, our minds can function only by working together with inner winds. So our minds move to their objects because of inner winds. So this is a very interesting and important topic. So as we learned last night, the nature of our mind is to be formless. So it's not obstructed by physical objects. So, for example, for our body to go to the moon or into outer space, which seems to be a popular goal these days, we need a rocket. But for our mind can go to the moon in an instant just by thinking about it. But this is impossible without inner winds. So this understanding is going to be important for our practice of transference of consciousness later, coming later.